Meryl.
Connie.
I guess he hasn't come on yet.
Okie dokie.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Please join me in saying the end of the cough. Chabad Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkacha Tamid Gamlem Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkacha Tamid Gamlem Etet Resh Saditaf Gimel Chasim Kadosh Berotucha Nael Adatach Et Kufbet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geer Lamcha Penei Zofre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Te Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talubot Shin Kufat Tzaviyutat. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed Be'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Notze Avon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nakei, We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. We'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kutcha b'richu ishkinte b'tchilu Urchimu tchilu tchilu urchimu L'yachta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konenehu Pasuk 29 Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Tartanenan Dekucha Berichu koma diaved le'ela witata kolaihu kishot viovada dikshot veleid lach mila bialma divaye barnash ledach yaleya mineya ulanhaga veya kalana dehakuru ovada Dikshot inun wikolait stirich bi alma. The energy of the year 5780, our current year, has two aspects, one that is revealed, which is compensation, and one which is concealed, which is shefa, the goodness of Hashem. We have the responsibility to reveal the concealed energy of Shefa so that our compensation will be that of the goodness of Hashem, Shefa. We do this by reading, studying certain verses. Today we will study the verse Isaiah chapter 26, verse 12. Adonai Yohei Wahei Tishpot Shalom Lanu Ki gam ki gam kol ma seidu palta lanu. The translation of this verse. And always remember, when we have a translation, whatever other language, it's a commentary, because it's limiting our understanding of the verse. Hashem, thou wilt establish peace for us, for thou hast indeed wrought all our works for us. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse that we study from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasam ti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakam ta'tav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla le'anoto ka'asher barishona. We'll now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo alada la awahe heya. Yozala me behe heire yo ekome la awa kala yo la wawa pehe la nulacha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a a yo reta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka pe wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me be. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. Hey she hey me ka ka wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la re yo a la me ta hey wa hey wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu wa ta me la hey pe a yo nu ko me yo re la hey me hey me ta re wa hey be yo a hey a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko wa la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he be. the Tzaddikim who left this day, the 13th day of Tishrei. Rabbi Akiva Eger of Posen. Rabbi Shmuel is known as the Rebbe Maharash. He's the fourth Rebbe of the Lubavitch movement. Rabbi Yisrael Friedman, the Sadigera Rebbe. Rabbi Chaim Berlin. Rabbi Yosef Svi Dushinsky. And as we do usually do on Sunday, and especially this Sunday as we go into the Sukkot holiday this Sunday evening, Rabbi Shalom Shachna of Prohovich. Rabbi Yisrael Hopstein, known as the Maggid of Kosnitz. Rabbi Mordechai of Seville. Rabbi Chaim Elazar Ben Zion Bruch. Rabbi Yitzhak Mordechai Shapiro of Goditzit Tzadigura. And the 15th day of Tishrei, which starts this evening, is the death anniversary, the Hilulah of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov, the son of Yitzhak, the son of Abraham. Rabbi Yosef Shlomo Del Medico. Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac of Koritz. Rabbi Meshulam Katz, Rabbi Mordechai of Lechovich, Rabbi Meir Arik, Rabbi Mordechai Lefer of Nadroborna, will now connect to the Ani meditation. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yisod, yu ahuni wu yo hu, yu ahuni wu yo hu, yu ahuni wu yo hu. Hod, yu ahuni wu yo hu, yu ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yohu netzach. Ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Givura. Yeah, ni we yo. Yeah, ni we yo. Yeah, ni we yo. Chesed. Yeah, heni we yo he. Yeah, heni we yo he. Yeah, heni we yo he. Bina. Yeah, heni we yo he. Yea, I hate me way, yo, hey. Yea, I hate me way, yo, hey. Hachma. Yea, I honey, why, yo, ha. Yea, I honey, why, yo, ha. Yea, I honey, why, yo, ha. Keter. Yea, I honey, why, yo, ha. Ya honey wa yo ha. We will now connect to the 10 utterances, the Esther Deep Roads. Vayadber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile le-mor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha, Asher hotzeiticha, Meretz Mitzrayim mi-beit avadim, lo yihye lecha Elohim, acherim al panai lo taaseh lecha. Pesel recall to Muna Asher Beshamayim Mima Alwa Sherbaret Mitahat Wa Sherbamayim Mitahat Laret Lotishtaka Willachem Willota Avdem Ki Anochi Hashem Elohecha El Kana Poked Awon Avot Albanim Al Shileishim We are Rebeim Lishonai We Osech Esed La'alafim Ohavai Ush Somre Mitzvotai Lotisa Et Shem Hashem Elohecha La shav ki lo yinake Hashem et asher yisa et shemo la shav Zachor et yom ha-shabbat l'kadsho Sheshet yamim tavod we asita Kol melachtecha v'yom ha-shvi'i Shabbat Lashem Elohecha Lo taseh kol melacha Ata uvincha Uvitecha Avdecha v'yamartcha Uvhemtecha v'gercha Asher b'sharecha Ki sheshet yamim asa Hashem et ha-shamayim V'et ha-aretz Et ha-yam v'et kol asher bam V'yanach b'yom ha-shvi'i Al-kein b'rach Hashem et kol yom ha-shabbat V'yikadshehu Kabed et avicha V'et imercha L'ma'an Yarkun yamecha Al ha'adama Asher Hashem Elohecha Noten lach Lo tirtzach Lo tinach Lo tignov Lo ta'aneh b're'acha Et shakir Lo tachmot Beit Re'echa lo tachmot, Eshet Re'echa, V'yavdo, V'yamato, V'shoro, V'chamoro, V'kol asher l'Re'echa. Please, say the first two lines of the Shema Yisrael with us. Please close your eyes or cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. will now connect to the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey. We will now utilize the abridged Kaddish to elevate to the level of our class today. And we all say Amen. Ve'alma divra kirute v'yam l'ikmalchute b'chayecho n'v'yomecho n'v'chaye t'kol Beit Yisrael. Bagalav is mankariv, it barach vishtabach, it bar vidromam, it nasev, it adar, it alev, it alal, shemeda kucha. Leila min kol birkata, vishirata, ushbechata. Venechemata da amiran bi alma. Yehe shlama rabba min shamaya, v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Ose shalom bimromav, hu yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Today's class continues our Zohar class from last evening. We're dealing with the holiday of Sukkot. The handout can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. That will open up a landing page with all of the parashiot, all the parashas for the year. Towards the bottom of that page are the parashas for the holidays. And if you scroll down to find the Zohar recordings for Sukkot and click on that link, it will open to a landing page for the Zohar on Sukkot. We are studying section 37 from Parashat Emor. And we read last night verses 271 to 279, and so today we will start with verse 280. And I think we will have more than enough time to finish this section, plus to begin the next section, which is that of Parashat Pinchas, Section 121. And we will start with the L'shem Yichud because we've grounded the energy with the Baruch Shem in the Shema. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimud Hilud Hilu Urchimu Le'achta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe B'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Adeinu Konenehu. Pasuk 280. David Malka Amar, V'yashlim Dino, V'yikti Vayehi Kaserai. Yamin V'yiko Hashem Tet Naval V'yamot Maika Mairai Marei. Begin the David, Sha'al le Naval, Vayitaved le'a, Ushpiza ve'la ba'a v'da zamin, Le'a ve'la yahav, Le'a hulaka, Uvinun asara yomin David, de David, Malka da'in alma, Atan aleya ha'hu bardash, Piyashlim le'ya bishyatir min aval. The translation. King David said, and he completes the execution of his punishments, as written, and it came to pass about 10 days after that, Hashem smote Naval, and he died. He asks, what does this mean? And the answer is, this is because David asked Naval to accept him as a guest, but he declined. Also, he who sits at the sukkah invited him, King David, yet did not give him his share. Therefore, King David recited over him this verse about Naval. During the 10 days when King David, Malchut, judges the world, during the 10 days of Teshuvah, that man is punished for it, while rewarding him worse than Naval, by inviting him yet not giving him his share. Naval, at least, did not invite him. A commentary. We're getting some static and some background feedback on the recording. So if you press *6, it will mute your phones, and you'll be able to unmute them by pressing *6 again if you'd like to ask a question. And we always invite questions. Thank you. My commentary, the whole idea of a nation of 600,000 minimum is that all needs of the 600,000 is met by the needs of the other people. There is no lack as long as someone is thinking about taking care of themselves. Actually, there is a lack as long as someone is thinking of taking care of themselves. But if they're thinking about taking care of other people, there will be no lack in a nation of 600,000 people minimum. The name Naval represents the fallen heart, and we need to learn to take care of our portion of the responsibilities for the nation. Since the nation is in lack, we learn to make sure that there is no lack within the nation, which is why we do not have to calculate what will be required by the nations. Pasuk 281. Amar Rabbi Elazar Oraita La Atrat Atrach Aleya devar na shatir, ela kimad yakil, iktivish kimad nat yado egomer. Willale ma inish echo, the espa the arwaya, we are wave. The Kadmeta Umadish Sar Ayatin Lemis Kine Ela Resha De Kola Yush Izin Hu Weita De Yush Izin Lira We Lon Kucha Barichu Tade Meya We Abraham Kare Alea Az Titanag Al Hashem Gomer Yitzhak Kare Alea Kokeli Yudar Alayif Lo Yitzlach Amar Rabbi Shimon Hi David Malka Al Begin Bikol Zanin The Malka Uxrubin The Malka Bidoy The David Ipashadu Aval Yitzhak Ha'amar Gibur Ba'aretz Yihye Zaro Gomer Chon Vios There we go, Mayor. Rabbi Elazar said, the Torah did not trouble man to give more than what he can afford, as it is written. Every man shall give as he is able. One must not say, let me eat and be full and slake my thirst first, and give the rest to the poor. The first part belongs to the guest. He who gladdens the guests and gives them to drink, the Holy One, blessed be he, is happy with him. And Abraham says about him, then shall you delight yourself in Hashem. And Isaac calls, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Rabbi Shimon said, King David, who is Malchut, recited this verse to him, because all the weapons of the king and the king's wars were delivered to David's hands. But Isaac says, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. My commentary. One needs to wash hands, say Hamotzi, say the blessing of sitting in the sukkah, and then invite the Ushbizin prior to eating oneself. Pasuk 282. Yaakov amar az yibaka kashachar orecha wigomer sha'ar tzadikaya yo amre v'nachar acha Hashem tamid Betis Bia Wigomer David Malka Amar Kokli Yotzar Alaich Lo Yitzlach Tehahu Al Kol Zeine Al Ma Itzad Zaka Ahulakeya Devar nash de zake lekol hai zaka'a ulake kon de tzadikayayo bealma den uvalma yate alai hu kitiv viamech kulam tzadikim wikomer reayamehem na Kuda dali tolu lav nehahu yoma beinun zinin bileya behai raza okimna beok buha avraya yokima deku chabariku Natil lonely Israel Bahane Yomin Bechade Behon of Haki Israel not lay Leya Lakucha Barihu Lakula. Vakechon. V'chadan Ve'yam Dahu Razadilulav Uminin Deveya Dehu Razah Diokta di Adam weha itmar Alkein Rayaye Yamehemna. This verse I'm about to read the translation of is being taught by the soul of Moses. That's what Rayaya Mehemna means in the Aramaic. It's the faithful shepherd, which is Moses' soul. Jacob said, then shall your light break forth. The Hebrew word is yibaka, like the morning. Because yibaka is spelled with the same letters as Jacob. The other righteous say, and Hashem shall guide you continually and satisfy. King David said, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, because he was appointed over all the weapons in the world. Happy is the lot of the man who merited all this. Happy is the lot of the righteous in this world and in the world that is coming. Of them it is written, your people also shall be all righteous. It is a mitzvah to take a lulav on that day with its kinds. We explain the secret to friends. And just as the Holy One, blessed be He, takes Israel during those days and rejoices in them, so do Israel take the Holy One, blessed be He, as is their portion, and in rejoicing Him. This is the secret of the lulav and the kinds in it. The secret of the form of man, namely the secret of the seventh sephirot, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. The three myrtle branches correspond to Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. The two willow branches to Netzach and Hod. The lulav to Yesod, and the etrog to Malchut. We already learned this. By commentary, we are taught there that it is best to build the lulav during the holiday of the first day. That is the end of this section. Before we go on reading in Parashat Pinchas, section 121, are there any questions in the first section? Section of Ebor 37. So we will begin reading at verse 814 from Parasha Pinchas, which is section 121. I'm still getting static, so I'm going to mute the students. If you want to ask a question, you will have to unmute your phone by pressing star 6. And we welcome questions as we are reading and studying together. Pasuk 14 in section 121 of Parashat Pinchas. It's also on the subject of Sukkot. Lachamisha shar yom lachodesh hashvi wikomer tzihi tishrei Mikra Kodesh Yehiye Lachem Kom Elechet Avodah Lo Ta'asu V'chagotem Oto Hag Lashem Shiva Jamim Wikomer Bahamisha Asar Misidra Diya Bahagotem Oto Daut Bav Amudadim Saita Shiva Yamim Misitra Devat Shiva Dayahi Malhut Avahan Viraya Mehemana Vyaharon Davidu Shlomo Hainun Shiva Lakabel Shiva Sufiran Anabena Lehakna Lehom Sukha Dehi Mahila'a Lekasp Lesakha Alayhu Kahima Benim. The translation. And on the 15th day of the seventh month, which is Tishrei, you shall have a holy gathering. You shall do no servile work. And you shall keep a feast to Hashem 7 days. On the 15th day means from the side of Yud-Heh, namely Chachma and Bina. And you shall keep a feast. This is the letters of the letter Vav, which is the central pillar, namely Zeranpin. 7 days is the side of Bat Sheva, the daughter of seven, which is Malchut, which is the last day. The patriarchs, which are Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, and the faithful shepherd, who is Netzach, and Aaron, who is Hod, and David, who is Malchut, and Solomon, Shlomo, who is Yesod, that is called Shalom, meaning peace, are seven, corresponding to the seven Sephirot. I want to construct for you a sukkah, which is supernal Ima, who will provide a shelter over them, over the seven Sephirot, as the mother over the young. My commentary. The 7 days of Sukkot represent the Sephirot of Bina to Yesod of Malchut. It starts on the 15th day of the seventh month, within which represents the unity of Chachma and Bina of Malchut. Since it is the seventh month, the seven represents Malchut. Pasuk 8:15. Ugin Zayin Sefiran Amar Kira Ki Besukol Choshavti Et B'nei Yisrael B'machkat Nutchon Me'arad Mitzrayim B'Zayin Anane Kavod Suka Be'at Vav Iru B'razad Yitrein Benin Yid Dalet Vav Dalet Adonai V'haki Salik Suka V'chushvan Ye'ach Odo Ana Tirein Keruvim Dehem Suchim V'kanfehem Al Hakaporet Uf Nehem Ishel Achiv. The translation. And on account of the seven Sephirot, Scripture said, I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt, namely with seven clouds of glory, which are the secret of seven Sephirot. Sukkah, which in English is the booth or the tabernacle, when spelled with the letter Vav, is the secret of the two young, over whom Bina provides a shelter, namely Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh and Adonai, namely Zeron, Pin, and Malchut. For the numerical value of Sukkah amounts to Yud-Aleph, Heh-Dalet, Vav-Nun-Heh, Yud. This is the eight-letter name intertwined between Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, and Adonai, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. For Sukkah, Samach Vav Kaf He consists of the letters Kaf Vav, which have the same numerical value as the letters of Yud Heh Vav Heh, and the letters Samach He, which have the same numerical value as Adonai. And they are the secret of the two cherubs who are overspreading the covering with their wings, and their faces shall look one to another, who are the secret of Zeron, Pin, and Malchut. My commentary. To the students of Kabbalah, along with Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, this pasuk is clear as written. It's describing part of the technology of Sukkot, that by building a sukkah, we are drawing the energy of the unity between the spiritual and physical worlds. And this is the idea of the energy of chesed being drawn into the world due to the technology involved in the sukkah. Verse 8:16. Lid asra sifachim bachruvim mitata le'ela me'raglechon ad reshechon u'me'reshechon u'ad raglechon v'sharyan al stefach Dei hu liasra asra me'ela letata umitata la'ela ha'inu yud ukich shira tesukan amru rabbanan lo pachut ma'asara v'lo lemala Me'esrim sukkah ha'asuya kevivshan misitra da'ima ala itbar behar sinai ashan kulu mifnei asher yarad alav hashem ba'esh ba'esh Vayal Ashano Kayashen Hakivshin Vikolahad. The translation. And the cherubs, who are male and female, are 10 handbreadths from top to bottom, namely the 10 sephirot of returning light, from their feet to their heads, and 10 sephirot of direct light from their heads to their feet. And they rest on a hand's breadth, which is the secret of Yud. They therefore contain 10 from top to bottom and 10 from bottom to top, namely the 10 sephirot of direct light and the 10 sephirot of returning light. And this is Yud Bav Dalet, whose numerical sum is 20. And this is why the sages ruled that the size of a sukkah should be not less than 10 and not more than 20 amot. A sukkah that is built in the shape of a furnace is from the side of Ima, which is judgment, about which it is said, And Mount Sinai smoked in every part, because Hashem descended on it in fire. And the smoke of it ascended like the smoke of a furnace. And it is all one. My commentary. This pasuk is teaching about the 10 days, the days of a month. The first 10 days are chesed. The last 10 days are Biburah, or judgment. And the middle 10 days are both chesed and judgment. Chesed and Biburah. Verse 8:17. Usukati elatzel yomam diskach be'enan uskach itaved latzel di'tvar be'abatzel shaddai. Ilonan velo patzel sukat chediot Be'adin al gufa meshimsha Ela tzel tzeliagana Al nishmata be'itzilo mita kimati Be'ashavti Asher amartu betzilo nishiye begoyim tzel im mem sofit Yaihi tzelem ditmar beya Ach betzelem yitchalef ish mem sofit Setu ma'it la arbaya. Defa notes. The translation. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime. This is because a roof is required, and this casts a shadow, about which it is said, shall abide under the shadow of Shaddai. And the meaning is not to the shadow cast by an ordinary sukkah that protects the body from the sun, but to the shadow that casts a protection over the soul. This is the secret of the verse. I sat down under its shadow with great delight. And of whom we said, under his shadow we shall live among the nations. The word tzel, meaning shadow, with a final letter mem added to it from the word tselem, image, where tselem or tsel is the secret of the roofing material, and the final mem is the secret of the four side walls of the sukkah. And it is said, surely every man walks in a vain show. The Hebrew word is tselem. The closed mem has four sides to it, which are the secret of the four side walls of the sukkah. My commentary. This pasuk is hinting to the checking of the shadow, which we do on Hoshana Rabbah. We are out of time. So we will end the class here and pick it up perhaps this coming Thursday, since we're still in Sukkot, or perhaps next year. Does anyone have any questions? I'm going to verify that you're unmuted. All phones are unmuted, so please, if you have any questions, please ask them. Our classes, the normal second class we do on Sundays is canceled because of we're entering Sukkot at that time. There will be no classes Monday. There will be no early class Tuesday, but we will have a class teaching the Ari on the holiday of Sukkot at 7 p.m. Tuesday evening. And we have a class at 2 p.m. Wednesday on Jewish history, if you wish to join us on the conference call. And then we have our two classes on Wednesday, the deeper Zohar class and the questions and answers session. I bid you all a Chag Sameach, a happy holiday, a holiday filled with joy, because the holiday of Sukkot is about joy. I recommend that you participate in the holiday of the washing of the altar, Bet HaHashoeva, which is a simple action of taking a pitcher of water and pouring some of that water into a smaller vessel while sitting in the sukkah. It is said in the Talmud that there is never any experience of joy like participating in the cleansing of the altar, the Bet HaTeshuvah. Shalom Gadol to all, and a beautiful Sukkot. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom. Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach. Shalom. You're all welcome, and I thank you all.